Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the EMSO and EMS along with the AR Library Q&A. And today we only have one question. It's March 3rd, 2014. So for our first question and only question today. Hi, Rick. My husband and I have a question about dreams with sexual encounters with other people. I am the faithful spouse while my husband is the unfaithful. The question arose because the other night I had a brief dream about a sexual encounter with another person, and it ended with me feeling extreme guilt and pain and not being able to face my husband. So it sparked my interest to know if my husband was still having dreams that were similar. After discovery of his multiple infidelities during our marriage, the last one ending in an emotional affair, we made the decision to stay in our marriage, and we started seeing a therapist who specializes in affair recovery. My husband over time began speaking much more openly and honestly with me, and the dreams were something we briefly discussed much later into recovery, but haven't discussed since then. We are almost 2 years into recovery. What he had expressed about his dreams is that he would be close to getting involved in a sexual encounter, but the dream never really consisted of the full act and he would wake up soon. He did not like the way that it felt even in his dreams, and it made him angry because he doesn't even want that in his dreams. So sometimes he prays about it if he is fully awake, and other times just goes back to sleep. So we were wondering what these dreams are an indication of, and how is one supposed to rid their subconscious of this type of stuff? Also, is this healthy to talk about? I was surprised to see that after my husband answered my questions and told me he still occasionally had these dreams, it perpetuated more questions such as, were any with the affair partner? Then I kind of spiraled downhill and didn't feel so well about it. However, I really do appreciate the fact that my husband is honest with me about it. Sometimes I don't believe he would have done that before our recovery efforts. Your insight is greatly appreciated. The good news is you have nothing to worry about. Dreams are really a problem-solving state, more or less created by our subconscious. What they do is they put us in situations, and it's how we would respond given those situations. In both of the examples you and your husband gave in this post, what's happening is it's not something that you're interested in, but it's still you're unconscious because of everything that's happened is throwing this at you. Eventually, these dreams will fade over time. It doesn't make any difference who it's with. Remember that dreams, it being a problem-solving state, really are not, they're a bit more obtuse than just, is it about wanting to be with another person? It's really, it's a song with different verses. It's almost like it's a dream is almost secondary. So a lot of times if you dream about a person, often it's much more about choosing the marriage in any given situation, not just in an affair. It could be financial fidelity. It could be about just honesty within the relationship. It could be about anything. What's happening is it's almost like as it throws this dilemma at you, it's causing you in your sleep state to work through how I'm going to respond and what I'm going to do. And as I've worked with people through the years, I've seen the theme of their dreams, because it's really about the theme, not the content, that's important. As they mature, I see the theme of their dreams also mature, where they don't engage or they don't, they just get less and less interested. It begins to feel more repulsive. Whatever the activity is, I think one of my most interesting cases was a woman who was actually going to be traveling back to the area where her affair partner was, and she started going through a whole series of dreams like this about her affair partner. And it wasn't that she wanted to be with her affair partner, but it was like, how was she going to deal with it? And in each of her dreams, her husband was present and would recognize her. The fear was every time she was in the dream and the affair partner would be in the room, the fear was that her husband would recognize the affair partner and ultimately freak out. In the long run, what happened as those dreams progressed, she finally, at about the fifth or sixth dream, was sitting at a table, and her husband was also sitting at the table, and her affair partner was also at the table. And her husband saw the affair partner, and she felt no anxiety. She just put her hand around her husband, and things went right on. And at that point, the dream stopped. It was almost like, in her own mind, she had settled exactly what she would do. And that's what's happening for both of you. I mean, obviously, in the theme that you're talking about, and I don't think it's about being unfaithful, but it's about your choice, the reason you didn't respond in your dream. It's about your choice to be with your husband, which means you and your husband have some really good, solid recovery going. I don't think there's that much benefit in the two of you sharing your dreams because, like, you know, as you listen to the dreams he's having, you've got to remember it's not about the content. Dreams are only a metaphor for something else. So please do not think it's about him wanting to be with another woman. It has nothing to do with that. Really, those dreams represent his choice to be faithful. That being said, I hope that answers your question for today. And thank you guys for tuning in. And I look forward to talking with you next week. To healing.